Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is November 25th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Remnant cholesterol as an independent cardiovascular risk factor in young adults in age stratified cohort study. This study involving 4,308,405 participants found that remnant cholesterol is an independent cardiovascular risk factor. It significantly contributes to the residual risk of cardiovascular disease beyond low-density lipoprotein cholesterol across various age groups. The data demonstrated this association with major adverse cardiovascular events, particularly highlighting its relevance even in young adults. This finding underscores the importance of considering remnant cholesterol in cardiovascular risk assessment. Article number 2. Age and sex-specific percentiles of 30-year cardiovascular disease risk, based on the prevent equations. This study developed population-based age and sex-specific percentiles for 30-year cardiovascular disease risk. These percentiles, based on the prevent equations, provide a crucial tool for long-term risk assessment in younger adults. The data show that framing cardiovascular disease risk relative to peers significantly aids in risk communication for both clinicians and patients. This method offers a clear, complementary approach to current absolute risk estimates. Article number 3. Blood pressure after changes in light to moderate alcohol consumption in women and men, longitudinal Japanese annual checkup analysis. This study analyzed longitudinal data and found specific associations between changes in light to moderate alcohol consumption and subsequent blood pressure changes. Results showed that alcohol cessation and initiation distinctly influenced blood pressure levels in both women and men. The data provided sex-specific estimates on these effects, further clarifying the impact across different types of alcoholic beverages. This demonstrates a measurable link between modest alcohol intake modifications and cardiovascular health. Article number 4. Colchicine and longitudinal dynamics of clonal hematopoiesis, an exploratory substudy of the LODOCO 2 trial. This exploratory substudy of the LODOCO 2 trial found an association between randomization to colchicine and the longitudinal dynamics of clonal hematopoiesis. The data indicated that colchicine, an anti-inflammatory therapy, influences clonal hematopoiesis, a condition associated with increased cardiovascular event risk. The study demonstrated a link between an anti-inflammatory treatment and the dynamics of these aging-related hematologic clones in humans. This offers novel insights into managing clonal hematopoiesis and its cardiovascular implications. Article number 5. Non-invasive assessment of mean pulmonary artery pressure, a comparison of Doppler echocardiographic methods. This study compared several Doppler echocardiographic methods for estimating mean pulmonary artery pressure against right heart catheterization. The data evaluated the yield and agreement of each echocardiographic method in a real-world cohort of 122 patients. Results clarified the performance of non-invasive techniques for pulmonary artery pressure assessment and their correlation with invasive measurements. The findings provide critical information on the reliability and limitations of echocardiography for diagnosing and monitoring pulmonary hypertension. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.